This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. Funding cuts for mental health services through Medicaid are taking effect tomorrow. That despite a last-ditch effort at the state legislature to walk back a change that some say could have dire consequences for state services. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek with Arkansas Public Media has more.
The cuts finalized last week would limit group therapy length from an hour and a half to an hour and set a cap of 25 counseling visits a year for Medicaid recipients who might otherwise go weekly. A vote to revisit the decision failed to gain two-thirds from the Arkansas Legislative Council. Democratic Senator Linda Chesterfield from Pulaski County says the state needs more mental health funding, not less.
The person may then go into some traumatic state, and we end up spending more money than we started on the front end. It's time for us to stop trying to dictate medical care and leave it to those individuals who are the professionals.
Advocates point out Arkansas's lockdown facilities rely on group therapy as a Medicaid funding code. These lockdowns house about 1,000 patients who committed crimes but were not convicted because they're deemed mentally ill. These Act 9/11 patients are named for the law requiring the state to care for them. Republican Representative David Meeks from the Conway area says he believes providers will still be able to request extra treatment on a case-by-case basis.
I think overall you should not see any facilities closed down because those folks that need it will be able to get either the services or the authorization for the services that they need.
Ruth Allison Dover runs the Mid-South Community Mental Health Center. She says her facility needs a per diem funding rate because it's currently running 24/7, largely on group therapy payments. She says she hopes lawmakers will provide a new alternative.
This is now the opportunity the state has to sit down with us and make a plan for how we care for 9/11s in this state.
Republican Senator John Cooper from Jonesboro says he's on the Public Health Committee that voted to reject the cuts, only to have the Rules and Regulations Committee pass them. He says lawmakers like himself didn't realize what they were voting for last week in Legislative Council, the third largest body to review rule changes, because of procedural maneuvers he called concerning.
Time after time after time, we hear people pushing these rules, but we never hear this. We never hear the other side of it, and we didn't today.
Representative Meeks says for him, there's been plenty of discussion of the issue. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.
Arkansas Public Media is a journalism partnership between public radio stations aimed at bringing listeners state news with context. It's funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and listeners like you. Please like Arkansas Public Media on Facebook to follow our coverage. This is KUAR.